This is a progress report on Janet, J-A-N-E-T, last name Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N. Her date of birth is August 16, 1952. Patient was seen today in the office for chemotherapy. The patient recently was diagnosed to have large B-cell lymphoma. It was diffuse type. It was CD10 and CD20 positive. Initial diagnosis was made by biopsy of lymph node in inguinal area. She also had multiple lymph node in the abdomen. However, there was no CT scan of the chest, so patient was sent for PET CT scan. She had it done yesterday. Results are not available. New paragraph. Patient has been very healthy otherwise. Her past medical history includes history of bariatric surgery, after which she lost 75 pounds and did not need to take any blood pressure medication anymore. Family history is significant for sister dying from lymphoma. New paragraph. She did not have any B symptoms. New paragraph. Today, she weighs 157. She is 5 feet 3 inch tall. Her lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Blood pressure was 128 or 67. So after starting the IV through a portacath, she was given EMEND 150 mg, E-M-E-N-D, 150 mg. With Aloxi, A-L-O-X-I, 0.25 mg in a 250cc sodium chloride bag. She has also given Benadryl 25 mg and dexamethasone 10 mg. Following which she was given cyclophosphamide 1,350 mg in 500cc normal saline, Adriamycin 90 mg in 500cc normal saline and vincristine 2 mg IV. Also, she was given Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, 700 mg in 500cc of normal saline. After half the infusion was gone, patient started having some difficulty in throat and some stuffiness, so the infusion was discontinued. Patient was given Benadryl and she felt better, after which she was sent home. Patient is advised to come back tomorrow morning if there is no further event, and then we could finish the infusion. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Janet Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N. Thank you.